So first things first, I am Father Joseph. Joseph is a good father. Father Mick, if you prefer. I'd rather not be Father Joe, but I won't fault you if you call me that. This is my first assignment. I was just ordained in May, and I wanted to take this opportunity to share a little bit about myself as I begin my time here. I'm the oldest of eight children, so there's three sisters after me, then my two brothers, and then two more sisters. Half of us are still at home. My parents are now in Beloit in the Salina Diocese. I do have a couple of sisters living in town, and my first niece was just born in February. I grew up in Newton, went to St. Mary's grade school there, and then came down to the best Catholic high school in the diocese, Bishop Carroll. Growing up, my parents had a great practice of daily prayer and handing on the faith to us, especially with the rosary and a devotion to the Sacred Heart. And priesthood is something that drew me from a young age. First communion was a very special time for me, and that draw was kind of always there. I initially decided to go to seminary out of high school, but I visited conception at the time and decided actually I wasn't going to, and I ended up going to Benedictine for 2 years. I was studying chemical engineering there. And really, I think I needed at least that first year there at Benedictine. Then again, I discerned the priesthood, the call to the priesthood, again in my sophomore year there, with a lot of time in adoration. And eventually, through those hours, Jesus just opened up his word to me, his scriptures, and spoke to me through his word. He kept drawing me back to the image of the shepherd, and calling me to be a shepherd. And the devotion to the Sacred Heart that my father especially gave us was key as well. And a central part of that devotion and my spirituality, which you'll be hearing from me about in my preaching and my time here, is reparation. That this idea that of making a return of love to Jesus, express our gratitude for his great love for us in the Eucharist and in the cross, and to invite his love into those places where he has been shut out of our own souls or those of our brothers and sisters through sin and forgetfulness. But anyway, I came to seminary halfway through college and found myself at the House of Formation here in town, where I was able to finish college with just two more years there. And during my senior year at the House of Formation, I actually taught one class of history for Mrs. Canada here at Blessed Sacrament each week, mostly to the 6th and 7th graders, so current juniors and seniors. And after my time at the House of Formation, I went to Mundelein Major Seminary, halfway between Chicago and Milwaukee in the Archdiocese of Chicago. So I spent 4 years there, and some of the highlights of major seminary are the times when we are not at the seminary. We had a summer of Spanish immersion in Guatemala, and also did some mission work down there. And so another thing about me is I never really felt drawn to the monastic life, even though I had that experience with the monks at Benedictine. But there was a couple of different points when I discerned a call to a missionary life or a missionary order. So I really did that experience in Guatemala was very profound to me. And I did want to offer, I know there's not a lot of Hispanics here, but if anyone prefers to go to confession in Spanish, I wanted to make that available. We also went on a Pauline pilgrimage before diaconate ordination, following Paul's journeys through Turkey and Greece and ending with some time in Italy. So that was another highlight. And during my diaconate summer last year, I was at the cathedral. This summer before coming here, I had the opportunity to celebrate Mass with a lot of family and friends in their homes in my month off. I also went to a couple of classmates' ordinations and had Sunday Masses at various parishes. And finally, just a brief word on the gospel, a bit of a real homily. It's a simple message of don't be a bystander. And we pray in the, well, for Jesus is the first Good Samaritan, the ultimate Good Samaritan. And he doesn't answer this question of who is my neighbor directly, right? But he says that all of us, all people are his neighbor. And so he responds to all who call on him in sincerity and truth, just as he gives us his mother as well. When we pray to her, never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, thy intercession, was left unaided. Well, so Jesus responds to all who call upon him. But being realistic, we're not going to stop for every homeless person or every person whose car is broken down and help them out. So who is our neighbor? The question still remains in some sense. And it might be helpful to recall the parable of the talents. Who and what are given to you, entrusted to you? Well, first of all, your family. If you are to love your neighbor as yourself, then you must love those that you came from, and to love yourself. They're a part of yourself. And so just an encouragement, especially for any who might have older parents, that I think a lot of times the elderly in our society are people in need of a Good Samaritan, and you can't expect someone else to come along the road and take your place for your family. But all of us are entrusted with these talents as well, of maybe you're the car guy, or maybe you're the hostess, and that's how you express your love. And so just to not grow weary of doing good, and of expressing your love in that way, as you love yourself, as you offer these things to your own family, and to persevere in that expression of your love. And all of us have time, and so to be open to those moments when the Holy Spirit draws us to be that Good Samaritan for somebody, to be a listening ear. What about a priest? What is a priest entrusted with or good for? Well, to teach, govern, sanctify, to offer the sacraments, but also with that gift of time, just to be present, to be there for all of you, the people entrusted to me, as one who supports and encourages and leads and teaches. And so I look forward to sharing my life with all of you in the years that it pleases God to place me here.